This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Well, good morning, America. This is Gun Owners News Hour. As I am putting this together, we are still burning in a lot of places. I'm not concerned about the majority of the country. Antifa is not going to go for the majority of the country, because the majority of the country is armed. The majority of the country is armed. But, as I'm looking at this, and Antifa is the paramilitary arm of the Democrats. You know that, right? I'm convinced that what we saw with coronavirus was also part of what we see right now. The social and political responses to the fears of COVID-19 were news headlines. But my question is, did they deserve to be headlines? Because they were news, but they were not really new news. And the biggest thing that got ginned up when all of this was building up, while we were in the middle of at the height of not knowing exactly what we know today, was fear and the destructive power of fear. We destroyed a big swath of the economy due to fear. We probably caused a lot of suicide due to fear. Now, politicians managed to make themselves virtually unassailable, at least initially, and they embraced the pandemic and the associated public health fears that it engendered and assumed near dictatorial power in the name of protecting the public health. And despite their being unmasked and despite them being unhindered, their actions have validated the descriptive term ruling class. There was a film in 1972, I know some of you weren't alive back then, but it was called The Ruling Class, and it gave one view of the dysfunctional lifestyle of a fictional British nobleman whose aspirations were quite noble and infused with a sense of godlike powers, not unlike some of our governors and mayors. A less fanciful but more philosophically grounded observation of the 1930s was made by H.L. Mencken. He said, "The whole aim of practical politics is to keep the populace alarmed, and hence clamorous to be led to safety by menacing it with an endless series of hobgoblins, all of them imaginary." Now, coronavirus is real, not imaginary. Antifa is real, not imaginary. But Mencken astutely recognizes the basic urge in politicians to use fear to control the populace. During President Roosevelt's first inaugural address, March the 4th, 1933, he said that the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Then we come to a book by somebody named Cota Villa that bears the name The Ruling Class and describes the outsized influence on American society by a clique of intellectuals scattered throughout the upper echelons of business, the media, political parties, and educational institutions. Constitutional rights are denigrated, as is the traditional role of religion in American daily life. These folks know that they know better than you know. Then if you combine a stretch of environmental saving enthusiasm and fuzzy thinking, the activists have wasted no effort in trying to link the imagined effects of climate change to its imagined impact on the coronavirus pandemic. Economic hardships and social deprivations imposed by the ruling class are said to be good for the globe. It's a twofer. And that necessary price to save it is as a cultural and scientific retrenchment. But then if you want to go look at somebody, you can go look at fictional writer Michael Crichton. He wrote Jurassic Park as an example. His 2004 State of Fear is a fictional thriller whose environmental and philosophical underpinning well documented by him, and whose validity has largely stood the test of time. Al Gore, his perpetual predictions of global environmental disasters secondary to man-made carbon dioxide and fossil fuel use have not materialized. at all in any shape in the intervening decade. And in the Socratic method exposition, Crichton develops the concept of fear as a tool to control the public. As one of his characters explains in the book, I am leading to the notion of social control, to the requirement of every sovereign state to exert control over the behavior of its citizens, to keep them orderly and reasonably docile, to keep them paying taxes. And, of course, we know that social control is best managed through fear. And they continue on. In reality, in the last 15 years, we've been under the control of an entirely new complex, far more powerful and far more persuasive. I call it the Politico-Legal Media Complex, the PLM. And it is dedicated to promoting fear in the population under the guise of promoting safety. What does that sound like? And then we get, because they had a new role to play, they became the creators of new fears for the PLM. Universities today are factories of fear. They invent all the new terrors and the new social anxieties. They produce a steady stream of new anxieties, dangers, and social terrors to be used by politicians, lawyers, and reporters. Now, when you look at climate change, that fits the narrative. When you look at gun control, that fits the narrative. In spite of the continued failure of gun control, in spite of the continued failure of computer modeling of global climate to accurately predict future change. With the onset of the coronavirus pandemic, pandemonium erupted worldwide as fear of the unknown initially governed both social and scientific responses. Leaders, they don't like to tell a frightened public that they do not know how to respond to a new pathogen. So informed response would require a learning curve time span to fully understand the clinical impact on the public. But no one wants to be the unfortunate guinea pig waiting nature's random death sentence. So we went to experts in epidemiology and infectious diseases and asked them for advice. And they turned to computer models for answers. Years of failed computer-based climate predictions would be no reason to doubt the ability of virus modeling to predict its worldwide impact, right? By mid-March, the computer had spoken, and British scientist Neil Ferguson reported that many millions would die. Flatten the lexicon became the flatten the curve. That became part of the lexicon, excuse me, and though few noted that the area under the flattened curve likely contained the same area as the initial peaked curve. No small matter, because if the areas are the same, then the number of deaths represented would remain the same. They would just take place over a longer time interval. And subsequently, the computer derived predictions of millions of deaths, and that proved to be a gross exaggeration. Epidemiologists inhabit a different mental world than that of economists and sociologists and physicians, and their recommended remedies might well kill the virus at some point, but the patient might also be killed by the cure. And that latter scenario has painfully played out over the last few months as the collateral damage to a highly integrated, interdependent, and complex modern society from the epidemiological cure of isolation implemented by the ruling class has become evident. Stay at home and avoid social contact is a simplistic fallback to stop an epidemic in the 21st century, but this is not the way we're built. This is not the way they're built. As a matter of fact, I would look at what's going on right now, the riots that are going on, and say that this is part of the equal but opposite reaction that you experience whenever you do something. Everybody's been cooped up for a long time. Now the soy boys are out, and they get to wear their face masks again and bust up some heads and beat on old women and children and torture dogs and all this other stuff. And finally, they get to and finally they're loose. They are loose out there, and they get to do all of this stuff. And it's fear. The left is pushing fear. And fear didn't work. COVID-19 has failed. Nobody is cowed by it. Everybody's willing to get back outside and say, I will face it. So now, we bring out the muscle, or so they think. They think they're the muscle. And these guys are organized. And they've developed tactics. And they're funded. And very soon they're going to be declared terrorists. And I don't know what that means. It's not going to be bad for me. It's not going to be bad for you, but it could be really bad for a bunch of pale guys running around with hoodies and face masks on like they're a bunch of ninjas. That might turn out to be sort of bad. I don't know. We will definitely see, though, to be sure. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. A lot of you may be in a place right now where your local politicians have told you that in order to keep the public safe, that you have to have gun control. And then they have imposed gun control upon you. And as if you're in a city right now that is smoldering, don't expect Antifa to go away anytime soon. If you've managed to escape from anything yet, good. I hope that continues. But at the same time, I don't know when these guys are going to go away. Nobody knows when they're going to go away. They're in. I mean, they came in hard this time. They rode in hard, surprisingly. So those of you that have to exist in a world of gun control, your politicians and leaders have failed you. They have imperiled you. When you look at Moms Demand Action and Every Town and all the other gun control groups, they're all against gun violence. And why have the gun control Karens all, why aren't they against all kinds of violence? Why aren't they against brick violence and hand and foot violence and pole violence? Why are they only against gun violence? If you ask one of them, like Shannon Squeaky Watts, why is gun violence more condemnable than placing a knee on a man's neck and depriving him of oxygen until he's dead, she's probably just going to look at you with that squeaky from look. And is it any less condemnable for a group of men to beat business owners bloody nearly to death with 2x4s? Unequivocally, no. The gun control nags also want you to believe that only the police should have firearms, and now they want to defund the police. Must be very confusing to be on the left. But it has never been clearer to America why civilian disarmament is a really bad idea. Those of us that advocate for the Second Amendment, we believe in the personal responsibility of self-defense and condemn, I condemn all forms of violence, whether it's committed by the public, the police, or anybody else. Whoever's left after that, I don't know. Propagandist gun control advocates have now been exposed. Just like a magician conniving tricks behind the curtain, the truth is being revealed for all to see. Shannon Squeaky Watts, you've been made. Nobody's going to buy what you're selling anymore. On Twitter, we got this from David Martosco. One surely unintended consequence of this week's violence when the National Guard is patrolling the streets because huge armed police forces can't keep criminals from turning cities into war zones. America's gun control debate is finished for at least a generation. Over. Done. Whatever vestige of the gun control argument that has lingered during the COVID-19 lockdown has been eviscerated by all of these violent riots and looting Americans are seeing and the direct threats to residential areas made by Antifa. Everyday people are being threatened with arson, Molotov cocktails, and bricks. And these are real threats coming to a neighborhood near you. People are posting up, Antifa are posting up in some cases with rifles, saying, I'll shoot any MAGA guy out there. You understand the insanity of that. The insanity of this is the same reasoning behind sports. What, you're a Vikings fan where I'm a Dallas fan? Now imagine that turns into combat. I kill Cowboys fans on sight. Yeah. So we have a difference of opinion with the left, and the left has decided that they're going to employ some dogs and sic them on us. The best answer to these threats is what I've been telling you all along. Be responsibly armed and trained. And yet the purveyors of gun control propaganda would have you think otherwise, leaving you at serious risk. In Philadelphia, a gun range owner shot and killed one of four that broke into his range to steal guns. The guy was aiming at him, and he killed him. 67 years old. Disparity of force, a 67-year-old man against four youths. And he was armed, and he was ready to play, and he played. He played hard. And the mayor of Philadelphia and the police commissioner of Philadelphia got out there and said, well, there are clear laws about defending yourself, but we do not condone vigilante behavior. So if you defend yourself in Philadelphia, that's vigilante behavior. People want to defend themselves against these threats. They understand time. They understand what time is. If something bad starts and unfolds in front of you, you're not going to have the time to wait on the police, who are now stretched as thin as they can possibly be stretched. And in the big cities, they get no support from the administrations in the cities. The other day in Louisville, they walked out on the mayor. Now, those of us that are armed and prepared, before I started this broadcast, I got out my Lula loader, and I loaded about 10 AR-15 magazines that were unloaded. Now they're loaded. So now I have 55 ready to go. And I don't even know if that's enough, if it comes down to it. But, it'd feed the machine for a minute. I feel grateful and secure to know that I have won the skill set and I have the weapons to employ, should it be necessary. I don't want it to be necessary. But don't confuse with what I want versus what I'm willing. Right now, those who've never owned a firearm before are looking to purchase, and they're scrambling through the mountains of red tape that they were told by skilled liars either did, don't exist, or are far too weak. They're submitting to background checks they've been told were non-existent. And it's easier. They were told it was easier to purchase a toy gun than a real gun. And let's not forget that according to New Jersey's junior senator and former Democratic candidate for president, Cory Spartacus Booker, toy guns are subject to more federal regulation than real firearms. Lies like this result in more limits and restrictions on civilian gun ownership, and they put everybody at risk of violence by others. And this includes everyday criminals and the Antifa-fueled violent mob. Now, right now, the FBI NICS data is not available. But anecdotally, gun shop owners are seeing a phase two of panic buying, similar to the phase one surge of purchases that occurred during the lockdowns and resulted in toilet paper shortages and a lack of Purell. Now people are looking for magazines that can handle multiple attackers, and they realize they are severely disadvantaged without access to these bullet things. Those, you know, like if you live in New Jersey, they have a arbitrary round limit of 10 rounds. And there's litigation going on that right now, but you're vulnerable and put at risk against groups of multiple attackers, an argument that was made at the time when they were opposing that legislation. We used to be called paranoid by the prohibitionists, but now we're basking in the sun because circumstances have proved us to be right. And all of you that are new to gun ownership, welcome to my tent. And I encourage you to get properly trained and find a local state-level firearms advocacy group to join. And they'll keep you informed of the gun control that may be coming your way. But welcome to freedom. Because a man who is armed is a citizen. Man or woman who is armed is a citizen. And if you're not allowed to be, well, then you're a subject. So, like I said, welcome to my tent. And all of you that can't be, I pray for you. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
United States unemployment dropped unexpectedly in May to 13.3% as reopened businesses began recalling millions of workers faster than economists had predicted, triggering a big rally on Wall Street and giving President Donald Trump something to boast about in his reelection bid. Still, after weeks of dire predictions by economists that unemployment in May could hit 20 to 25%, the news that the economy added a surprising 2.5 million jobs is evidence that the employment collapse most likely bottomed out in April, when the rate reached 14.7%. Most economists had expected rehiring to kick in over the summer as lockdowns were increasingly lifted and people gradually resumed shopping and eating out. President Trump said the report is evidence that the economy is going to come back from the coronavirus crisis like a rocket ship. This is USA Radio News. Attorney General William Barr defended the decision to forcibly remove protesters from Lafayette Square, downplaying the use of force and claiming that the administration's decision was provoked by increasing violence. Barr claimed the protesters outside the White House were becoming too violent, justifying his authorization for police to remove them. Barr said, "I saw projectiles when I went to Lafayette Park to check out the situation." Reporters and protesters outside the White House said, although some protesters had thrown water bottles and bricks across the barrier separating them from the police, the protests were peaceful. Bernie Madoff lost his bid for early release from prison when the judge who sentenced him to 150 years behind bars said he intended for him to die there and nothing has happened to change his mind. Judge Denny Chin, who now sits on the second U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, noted the continuing suffering of Madoff's thousands of victims who lost $17.5 billion when a decades-long scheme that deceived them into thinking their money was properly invested was exposed in 2008. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Welcome back. This is Gun Owners News Hour. Here I live in South Carolina. I live in the upstate, and there's this movement afoot called, I believe it's called Farm to Table. And if you can actually get to know the farmers and order things from them and pick them up at various places. Sometimes I get these eggs that are fresh. And I was speaking with him. And his wife was wanting to know about the chaos over the death of George Floyd. And I think she was asking me this because I'm a fill-in host here locally, and maybe she thinks I know things. I don't know. She has half-black grandchildren that live in Maryland who are being racially bullied just as a matter of, you know, their day-to-day. She wanted to know what you should tell them about all the racial hate and white supremacy stuff that they're hearing from the media. All you can do is tell your truth, whatever that is. Nobody is born a racist. It's a learned behavior. And, you know, for some of us, like I was part of school integration in the 70s. I was bused into a local black area 35 miles from my house, nowhere near a school district I would have gone. And the 2 years I was there at that junior high school, I laughed my fourth point of contact off. I had a great time. When we moved and I had to be pulled out of that school, I didn't want to go. Then I joined the military, and I worked with kings. I worked with the lords of the battlefields. I worked with a veritable UN. I had South Korean, Honduran, Puerto Rican, black, Samoan. I mean, I literally had just about every country represented just in my platoon. And they had my back. And I had their back. Now, the Black Lives Matter minions have ambushed and assassinated several cops over the years. And I'm, you know, For some reason, George Floyd rioters shooting to death 77-year-old small-town police chief David Dorn, who is black, feels like a new level of in our faces domestic terrorism. David Dorn was a police chief. He served the police for 38 years, served his community, 77 years old, and he's still trying to protect somebody, and they swarmed him and they killed him. You have the Democrats and the fake news media who are practically issuing marching orders to rioters, destroy monuments, burn businesses, take whatever rioters believe white America has stolen from them. And they plan to invade white suburban and rural private homes. This is the Democrats, believe it or not. They're the ones saying, go get them. And who could imagine that Democrats and fake news media would unleash rioters on the American people to spark helter-skelter, a la Charlie Manson? For decades, they have used fake news media and shaming tactics and backdoor schemes to repeal our constitutional right to bear arms. And the Second Amendment is to protect us from government tyranny. Claiming that the Second Amendment is outdated, they tried to brand law-abiding gun owners as paranoid nut jobs. Today, they are ignoring the Constitution and enforcing unlawful demands upon we the people. So, and now they've unleashed an army of domestic terrorists to beat us into submission to their social justice, anti-Christian, and anti-American agenda. Dig, if you will, a picture of you and I under the iron fist Democrat tyranny and what we would be suffering had they successfully disarmed us. Over the years, I have spoken a lot about everything the Democrats and the fake news media wants always harms the American people. Democrat policies have destroyed black families. Democrat-controlled cities have record-high black-on-black crime. Democrat sanctuary cities coddle illegals who rape and murder Americans. Democrats twisted Trump common sense mission to make America great again into a alleged code to spark racial hatred. Do you remember when Don Lemon got out there and justified black people beating up MAGA cap wearers? Of course, now there's a lot of them wearing MAGA caps. And the George Floyd riots marked the Democrats and the fake news media's new level of sociopathic aggression, instigating the killing of everyday Americans while claiming the moral high ground. But you know what they haven't done? You know what's changed? All of them have become silent in the wake of reports from around the country that armed citizens are fighting back against Antifa and looters and exploiting the death of George Floyd, turning out to protect their neighborhoods and business districts. Like, they didn't think that was going to happen. When a South Philadelphia gun shop owner fatally shot a man trying to break into a store this past Tuesday, WCAU News reported it happened amid heightened looting concerns. That shooting should be a warning to a criminal element that has hijacked public demonstrations over the Floyd incident, for which four Minneapolis officers have been fired, and they're going to burn. They're going to burn. And you get justice against the perpetrators of the crime, not a segment of the human species. Instead of peacefully protesting, now the anarchists are looting and pillaging across the map, leaving a lot of large metropolitan areas in shambles, if not ashes. And it now appears some good people have had enough, and they're going to arm up and fight back. Then we get Sheriff Grady Judd out of Polk County, Florida, who stated publicly, the people in Polk County like guns, and they have guns, and I encourage them to own guns. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house with their guns. In Lynchburg, Virginia, armed citizens have been providing volunteer security to a restaurant in their city, according to WSLS. Out in Washington State, armed citizens have appeared to provide voluntary security to a Bonnie Lake gun shop, a commercial district in downtown Snohomish, and businesses in Kirkland, located northeast of Seattle. Those appearances have not been designed to incite violence, but to deter people that want to commit a violent act. And just like it did in L.A. in the 90s, it appears to be working. Credible threats of mob violence in Kirkland and Snohomish haven't materialized. And through all of this, all of these anti-gun, take-your-rights-away organizations have been remarkably silent. The exception came Monday from anti-gun billionaire Michael Bloomberg's Every Town for Gun Safety, which tried to portray their gun prohibition crusade as a battle against racism. Of course, that's the exact opposite of what it is, but, you know, go with it there, Michael. their fundraising message begins. The deaths of George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, Ahmaud Arbery, David McAtee, and the countless other murders of black people in the United States that don't make headlines are beyond heartbreaking. I've seen some of the pictures they're putting up, and they've got pictures of Trayvon Martin and Michael Brown in there as innocents that were killed. But Michael Brown was attacking a cop, and the cop was fighting back in self-defense. And Michael Brown took a couple of shots in the car as he tried to, he was beating the guy senseless. He lunged at him in his car, and then when he got out, he turned around and charged him. Unarmed does not mean not dangerous. Trayvon Martin was just a thug. You know, if you get past the picture of him as a little 12-year-old kid and look at him as he was, this kid was a guy who liked to ground and pound. And that's what he was doing to Zimmerman. But that didn't work out. So while everybody's out there, you know, armed citizens are literally making things happen by preventing things from happening. And the reaction from the gun control lobby seems to have been crickets. Some of these people need to go find another vocation or avocation, because the gun control argument, I think that's about done. I don't think there's any way it can remain. Who's going to listen to these yahoos? Well, I'm not listening to them, but, I haven't been listening to them since I was old enough not to listen. Something like that. I don't remember how it goes. We'll be right back. This is Gun Owners News Hour.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunicorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunicorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight site free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsite.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter frontsight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsite.com/radio. Frontsite, America's gun training destination.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do this one more time before some of us get out there and enjoy the sunshine, shall we? This is Gun Owners News Hour. I've got something crazy to propose to you, because right now you've got a lot of Hollywood stars and a lot of the leftists and some of these politicians, and they all are, they've got this new thing, defund the police. In Los Angeles, the mayor of L.A., actually said, I will take $150 million from their budget, and that's not what Antifa wants. They want no police. Black Lives Matter is talking about making their own force, which would be somewhat paramilitary, and this would be to fight whoever is against black people. Although, if they really want to fight who's against black people, they need to go into inner city Chicago and fight the drug people that just happen to be black. You know, I'm just trying to interject a little logic into the illogical situation. But right now, what they want to do is they want to defund the police. And I've got an idea. I think police and firefighters and emergency personnel should all get coronavirus and call in sick for a couple of weeks. Now, hear me out. These rich leftist elites who live in a double-gated community with armed security are demanding funding for police be redirected and police replaced by social workers. So let's let them see how this would go. And more importantly, let's let the mob see how it's going to go. People like Jane Fonda, John Legend, Megan Rapinoe, the head of the ACLU, they all signed a letter demanding the end of policing. Let them have it. The letter reads, policing and militarization overwhelmingly dominate the bulk of national and local budgets. In fact, police and military funding has increased every single year since 1973, and at the same time, funding for public health decreased every year. Well, first of all, every word of that is a lie, but who cares? Because in these areas where they're wanting to get rid of the police, leftists are in charge of the budget. It is not it's not Trump, it's not the Republicans. Leftists are not bound by truth, and they have no fear of their flies being exposed. They're interested in keeping people angry to motivate them to vote for Democrats, which, in the meantime, and this is where I really go off the rails with a lot of people, because a lot of people that I think are very intelligent look at the Democrats who put this in place in the first place, and then they say, let's vote them back in. It's a very evil but effective plan here. Elected Democrats lie to the public about how unarmed young black men are being murdered by police with impunity. In 2019, the Washington Post, owned by Jeff Bezos, shows 41 unarmed people were killed by police across the country. Now, first things first, that's like a holiday weekend in Chicago, but it's hardly an epidemic. Since Democrats live off the race game, of those 41 unarmed people killed by police, 9 were black, 19 were white. Does that seem systemic to you? And whatever the people who believe the lie, and no amount of truthful data, even from their own newspaper, is going to change that. Or like the death of Tony Tempa at the hands of Dallas police. This is a guy who, Tony Tempa was a guy that had, he had a lot of mental issues, and they handcuffed him, and they put their knee in his back, not on his neck, but they put their knee in his back, and the stresses of his detention and the other things that were in his body, like George Floyd in his first autopsy, all of these things combined, and Tony Tempa died in the hands of Dallas police. In the body cam video, one of the cops goes, "I hope I didn't kill him." Now, of course, Tony Tempa doesn't even rate a mention in the national media because he was white, and therefore that was not useful to the leftist narrative. Mr. Floyd's killing, on the other hand, is too useful to let go. And that's why Biden was planning on attending his funeral. I don't know which one, because Mr. Floyd also gets 3, 5, 4, 5, 6 funerals. But Joe doesn't care. He never knew the guy, but this is an opportunity for him. And nothing more. Joe Biden shouldn't go. This is going to damage the country by turning a memorial service into the Paul Wellstone funeral and squandering whatever goodwill and unity the country had before the riots. But Biden doesn't care. None of them care. Democratic Congress critter from New York, Elliot Engel, admitted as much when he was called on an open mic, telling an organizer, "If I didn't have a primary, I wouldn't care." None of them cared. Floyd was killed in a Democratic city in a Democratic state. And yet, they're blaming Republicans and Trump. Do you think they're going to be bothered by somebody like Joe Biden hijacking the funeral? They don't give a damn about that anymore, and they don't give a damn about the black-owned businesses and lives that their riots have destroyed. As long as they vote the way they voted for the last 60 years and in the numbers they voted in 2008, they do not care what, where, or who gets ruined. You know, if these people were examined by a competent psychiatrist, if it was found that they were capable of doing these disgusting things and can still sleep like they do, they would be found to be sociopaths, desperate for power. If you told any of these mobs around the country that they could bring George Floyd back from the dead or get Donald Trump out of office, George wouldn't stand any more of a chance than he did the night he was killed. He would still be dead. Many of them wouldn't even know who you were talking about. This is the sickness that pervades them. So let's give them what they want. No police. Make it New York or L.A. Pick a couple of days, a busy couple of days, and plan the sick out. Give the city and community a heads up and see how they react. If these feckless mayors and city councils don't immediately change their tune, allow officers to do their jobs, and, most importantly, defend themselves from mutants and militants trying to hurt and kill them, let them have the city. And this will expose their hypocrisy, which is already on display, but these people, the elected and the mob, take comfort in knowing the police are there when they need them. When something happens to them, even the most violent trust fund Antifa mutant liberal will call for them. And just don't be there, cops. Don't go there, EMS. Let it burn, fire department. If they were to ever let it happen, it wouldn't last more than a night or two, and it would be a horrible night or two. But clearly Democrats have no problems with that since they've cheered their brown shirts terrorizing citizens for more than a week now. A little dose of their own medicine, or even just the threat of it, might force a little dose of common sense into that vacant space between their ears left empty by its absence when they became leftists. And if not, at least their people will get a lot of free stuff. And if it does happen, I'm going to need some help with this because I need the addresses of Megan Rapinoe, Jane Fonda, and John Legend, among others, because I'm going to pass them out amongst the Antifa. Hey, do you know what kind of stuff these white people have? These black people, they have the best stuff. And they're rich. So that must make them bad. Some of these people are Caucasian. That must make them bad. Because this is the thing. You cannot appease a mob. You can only put it down. And it has to be put down rough. There has to be a little bit of pain doled out. Now, are we going to see that? Probably not. We're probably not going to see that. But I would love to see it. Because if that does happen, and listen, how long do you expect the cops to keep showing up to work anyway? They're getting thrown under the bus everywhere. 99% of them hate what happened to George Floyd. I don't know why those I know that two of the cops that were there were rookies and they were looking at a 20-year veteran. They thought they was doing their job or whatever. I don't know why they didn't tackle him, and they're going to pay for that folly. But most of American law enforcement is there for you. They want to make a difference. They want to make a change. And you know, they're black, white, Latino, Asian, male, female, big, small. It's a reflection of the country because they come from the community which they serve. And if you want to do away with that, and if you want to face the savages alone, well, don't come to me when that happens. When you get what you want, don't be coming to me because I'll turn you back out. And you will get to face that which you have wrought. And if they come at me, they'll get to face me. And that's not going to be fun either. It's going to be a bad day in Baghdad. But that's all beside the point. Let's give them what they want. Let's show them this life without policing. That's what they say they want. I sort of doubt it, though. You stay awake out there. Keep your eyes open, very aware. Back next week. This has been Gun Owners News Hour. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Spike Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spike's Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spike's Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.